guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're prepping for your upcoming family celebrations.
And survival.
Right. Yeah. There's that, too. Yeah. But this is a great time of year to be a griller. And I don't know about where you are, but where we are, Mother Nature is cooperating still. And,
beautifully.
Letting us have these 40, 50-degree days, which are absolute stolen this time of year in Michigan. So it's a good thing.
And it's been a blessing for me because this year I spent so much time working on that outdoor storage area that I really fell behind on actually cutting the firewood for it.
Yeah, right.
So I'm catching up like crazy right now.
Right. Yes, well, we won't talk about falling in that place. But anyway, let's talk about an outdoor kitchen, Bob. You know, for several years, 6 or 7 years, I made a living designing these things. I don't do that anymore, but you've been in the outdoor appliance business one form or fashion most of your life.
Yeah.
So we've got a little bit of background in this stuff, but where do you want to start?
It was 1844, yeah, right. And I bought my first Weber.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I think everybody's going to have their own idea as to what their little outdoor area is or huge outdoor area.
Right.
And no matter what, big or small, it's how you do it and the fact that you're going to do it. That's the cool part. Because once you get an area designated that you own, you stake some flags on it, and you put a BB gun out there. If anybody crosses the line,
yeah, right.
You wound them.
Yeah.
You wing them. It's just cool to have a little piece of turf that you can call your own and kind of do your own way. And you might, you know, if you've got a wife that's very much into design and yada, yada, all this, you might get some blowback. So be prepared for that. Stand your ground and know that that's your area. There's a line.
Well, you know, there's wives that use those outdoor kitchens too. So, I mean, but traditionally there's a design and there's one person's got one idea and another one might have some more.
Yeah.
And just meet them in the middle somewhere.
And if a wife does use the outdoor area, she's going to hire it done. So it doesn't even matter. You're off the hook. So we're not talking to you.
That's because she wants results.
We're not going to talk to you right now. But, you know, so obviously one of the things you want to do is get some sort of a roof over it. And you're not going to buy somebody a roof for a Christmas present. Now you could get them, a gift card to Self Serve Lumber, so they could go down and buy the tin.
Right.
You know, maybe pitch into the pot, and maybe you all collaborate and say, "Hey, let's help Billy Bob get his womanized and his tin, so he can get his tin roof rusted up."
Some of those, and that's a freestanding kitchen. Some of them are under a deck, and when we were building these things for years, there were systems that you could put under your deck to channel the water away.
And time out for that for just a second. I would tell you, if you're thinking of doing it under a deck, hit the brakes and set the parking brake. Get out of the car, take a look around, and realize you're in a smoke chamber, and that dog don't hunt.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there.
Right. It depends which way the wind is blowing. That's another thing. No, I'm serious, because in Michigan, where we're at,
it's always blowing one way.
Right. It's generally from the south or the west is where most of our wind comes from.
Until until you're grilling.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like when you're in a tree stand. Yeah.
But just think about that, because it's not only where you're going to be standing, but it's where your guests are while you're cooking.
Maybe.
And you don't want the smoke to blow across them, especially if you've got a smoker in that area. Bob's shrugging his shoulders.
Well, I get it. But there are so many other limitations to everybody's individual backyard that sometimes those things, you know, take second place. Like, especially where your guests are going to be. When you're grilling, it's going to be the husband or two. And they'll move around if there's a little smoke. And I would tell you that the logistics of the thing are going to be your big trick. And you're going to really have to struggle with a gas line, wood fuel, electric, where you can actually put a roof up, where you don't create civil disobedience with your wife by putting
or your
a
neighbor.
Kitchen out there. Yeah. Screw your neighbor.
Yeah.
But in your case.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you learn lessons, right, when you do this stuff. And that's what we're trying to do, is just share a little bit of that. But, Bob, you said a gas line. That's the ultimate. You know, if you're on propane, that's easy. If you're on natural gas, make sure your equipment is set up for natural gas.
Well, why is it easy on propane?
Well, just because almost every grill that comes from the store is set up for propane.
And?
And the thing is that you either get a 20-pound tank or larger if you want, or you. But a lot of people that aren't in the country don't have propane.
No.
They have natural gas in the city. They have propane in the country.
But regardless, my point, what I was trying to pull out of you is, even if it is propane, when I was on propane at my house, thank goodness I'm on natural now, but I still ran a hard pipe to it because I hate running out of cans.
Right. Well, it always happens right at the end of the cook, and you're ready to have something ready, and it isn't.
Yeah.
Because you ran out of fuel, and they got nice little gauges. Speaking of gifts, they got nice little gauges that go on the tank.
Look at you.
Yeah. Right. And that's a stocking stuffer. One. We'll save that one for the last segment. But I primped you a little bit on that. But anyway, so if you're designing that kitchen, what do you want out there? What do you want to do out there? There's grills, there's smokers, there's griddles. Sometime you've got to set your priorities because as you plan this, you need to understand that it isn't just the 3 foot that the griddle takes. There's probably 6 or 7 foot because you want some tables
on either
side.
You got to have elbow room.
Right. You got to have elbow room, and you got to have prep space on either side.
Or at least a tabletop to set your prepped food on. You might not prep it out there.
Right.
But you're going to bring it out there ready to go on, and there's 2 to 6 to 8 platters sometimes. So you might need an area where you can even put a temporary table pop-up, and like I said, this is about real estate.
Yep.
You grab as much turf as you can, stake it off, flag it, and put your poles in the ground.
Right.
Don't let anybody push you out of the way. It gets to be a bit of a turf war after a while.
Yeah, and I think that the smart person that does this will do a couple little diagrams, go out and figure out how much space you have. Absolutely, that's the first thing, because I can't put 20-foot of kitchen in a 10-foot space. Doesn't work, right? But figure it out and lay it out. Just draw it simple, and you can move it around as you go, but at least you got an idea when you're going out there, because you don't want to trench that gas line twice. Right? You want to get it where it goes.
If you can get on the back of your garage, you'll eliminate 2 4x4s.
Yep.
Okay. And you have a natural
for the roof.
And you have a natural wind back.
Right. Yep.
Or at least something to slow down the cross breeze a bit.
Yep.
Which in the winter is really nice.
Yeah. from personal experience, I wouldn't put your grills up against the building. I might put them on a wing, left or right.
I wasn't going to bring that
up. But apparently heat and vinyl siding don't mix. I'm just going to tell you, someone told me that once.
What kind of grill was that?
That was a Broilmaster grill.
And that's who owns Primo now.
Okay. And Broilmaster grills, like a lot of grills, get really hot. And apparently if you don't have the appropriate space, your siding wilts.
Yeah, that's an old grill line that is part of Empire Products now, and they're out of Rockford, Illinois. It's an old family line, but Empire bought them out, and that's another old family. But then now they have Primo. They got a heck of a nice grill line.
Right.
So there's another reason to go to a good grill shop instead of a big box store to get your next grill.
Yeah. So anyway, if you got questions, hit us up on Facebook about setting up a outdoor kitchen. We didn't even scratch the surface on the things you should probably wonder about. But at the end of the day, if you got an opportunity to do it, do it.
And you're wondering about us already, so that doesn't.
All right, coming up next, what we're going to talk about, Bob?
Items for the new griller.
Oh, you're going to like this one. Stick with us. We'll be back.